A senior Chinese doctor has spoken out for the first time about SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. The disease has caused more than 100 deaths worldwide and infected some 2,600 people. China insists the situation is under control, but this doctor says the Chinese government is engaged in a cover-up. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
72-year-old Dr. Jiang Yanyong has all his life been a pillar of China's medical establishment. A Communist Party member, he trained at the country's most prestigious hospital and rose to be head of surgery at the top military hospital in China. But several months ago, he began to hear about a new type of pneumonia raging out of control in southern China and started to see people suffering from the disease coming to his hospital in Beijing. As the disease spread in Hong Kong and across Southeast Asia, he slowly realized it was, in fact, SARS. Jiang was astonished when last Thursday the Chinese health minister, Jiang Wenkang, announced that the SARS situation in China was under control and that Beijing had only 12 cases of SARS infection and 3 deaths. Dr. Jiang said that on that day, he and the government knew there were 60 people infected and 6 had died in just one military hospital in Beijing alone.
This is a matter of life and death. It's very irresponsible what the health minister did. If you deliberately give fake numbers and play down the situation, more people might die who shouldn't die, and more might get infected who shouldn't be infected.
Beijing has been accused of covering up the SARS outbreak since the first cases emerged in southern China last November. The government has been accused of caring more about not scaring off investors than in the lives of its people. Dr. Jiang says staff at Beijing's military hospitals were briefed about the dangers of SARS at the beginning of March, but told not to publicize them because of the ongoing annual meeting of China's National People's Congress. He says he approached China's main TV channel with a statement about how the government is deceiving its own people about SARS, but they would not report what he said. Jiang points out that the government is also limiting the information it gives to 4 experts from the World Health Organization currently in China.
The doctors from the WHO say the Chinese government is being very cooperative. They think the situation is better now. But their materials all came from the Ministry of Health. If those original materials are wrong, then the conclusion of the WHO will be wrong too. And in the end, the whole world will be endangered.
For weeks, foreign journalists have been contacting hospitals in Beijing and around the country for information. No doctors have been prepared to go on the record accusing the government of a cover-up. As for possible repercussions of his frank and very unusual public criticism of the authorities, Dr. Jiang is confident that reason and truth will prevail.
Of course I'm concerned about that. I could easily not talk out about this, but I must talk about it. I'm a doctor, so it's my responsibility. Besides, everything I've said is true, and I have the protection of the Chinese Constitution. This is a matter of life and death.
Jiang Yanyong's decision to speak to the Western media has coincided with the government lifting its ban on reporting of the issue. Li Xiguang is a professor of journalism at Beijing's Tsinghua University. He says outside pressures, as well as fears of a panic among Chinese citizens, have forced the government to be more frank.
The Chinese media coverage of this pneumonia disease has changed dramatically over the last week. The government and the Politburo have made a decision to let the public know as much as possible the information related to the disease.
A special hotline has been set up in Beijing. Government-run newspapers now put the issue on the front page. But the government line is still that the situation is under control and that the numbers of infected people are small. Dr. Jiang says it is clearly not under control. He says among the patients at his hospital who have the disease are a lieutenant general in the army, many white-collar workers, 5 policemen and a taxi driver. And he asks, who knows about the rest of China? Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.